you. You even have to hang rags on yourself to protect your weak skin. You have to hang things in front of your eyes in order to see. Look at yourself.
I'll admit I'm not perfect, but
you can say that again. You know, you're about the most imperfect creature I've ever seen. And I've seen some Lulus.
To tell you the truth, even the thought that I resemble you makes me ill.
Well, it doesn't make me too happy either.
Every time a piece of human trash is put under a rock pile, the world's a better place.
Reap the whirlwind.
Reap the whirlwind.
It's a calling.
Esteemed colleagues, thank you for joining me here this evening for this truly momentous occasion. My dear friends, we stand at the epoch of a never-before-imagined transition in what is accepted as plausible scientific investigation. Many of you are aware of my research over the past few decades in the field of trans-dimensional travel. What I intend to prove to you here today is the result of a trial and error process that has enveloped my studies from the very start. In that time, I have experienced many startling leaps and bounds in my understanding of the fabric of the universe. I have also, regrettably, lost three assistants in all, one of them, of course, being the great Ivan Hieronymus Wafflesticks, whose loss would indeed set the study of astrophysics back another 30 years or so. Many have expressed their disfavor of my being allowed to carry on with my work, and to those members of the board who voted to continue the funding of my project, I am honored to be able to show you the tip of the iceberg that your foresight and wisdom have granted all of humanity.
Dr. Kilgore, what have you to say of the obvious general consensus that your three assistants died not by research catastrophes, but rather under hypnosis used as lab rats at your hands?
Gentlemen, please, I will address the misguided curiosity of our young,
Alex Straightnose, sir, and I have irrefutable proof that you, before you became known to the world of science as Dr. Killglove, you were actually Murder Mitz the Magnificent, the ostracized hypnotist hunted the world over by every—
Guards, seize that man!
You haven't seen the last of me!
Oh, I assure you, Mr. Straightnose, indeed, I have not. Not by far. Ladies and gentlemen, my apologies for the ruthlessness of these insufferable paparazzi. Why don't we all slide in a little closer, where we can better see one another more. Eye to eye, as they say.
Thank you.
The story I'm about to tell you is gonna make you question my sanity. Hell, I don't even know what to believe, but I know I saw what I saw.
You been on this force for longer than I've been in this precinct, Miss Sticky Pops. We've both seen a lot of things that may have been difficult to explain, but in my experience, no matter how bizarre, no matter how mind-bogglingly inhuman the circumstances, there's always some rational explanation. Let's hear what you found, and we'll discuss your sanity afterwards.
Captain Packerack, you are aware that I was sniffing out the old Kill Glove mansion last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, as soon as I saw little Alex Straightnose walk in with a fake press badge, I just knew there was gonna be trouble. And sure enough, not 30 minutes later, I see two of Kill Glove's goons dragging him right out of the front door, around to the back, so I circled around the tree line to see what was going on.
Ah, damn it! Come on, guys! You gotta listen to me! He has you under a hypnotic spell of some sort! Only I can stop him now. Do you hear me? He's about to unleash evil onto this world unlike anything we've ever seen before. Don't you understand what I'm saying? The extinction of the whole human race. Oh, God, our souls. Our immortal souls.
Shut up, you. You think you're so smart, don't you? Here you go, smarty. Let's see how smart Millicent thinks you're based. Dinner is served, my lady.
When I was free, this race of stick of a man will be useful only as a plaything. You go. Come closer.
Yes, my lady.
So this Millicent, I mean, he was keeping some kind of deformed woman in the shed back there or something? I feel like I missed something.
Oh, don't you see? It doesn't matter anymore. Just let me finish, okay? I don't think I have the explanations you were looking for. Frankly, I don't know if the world has long enough for me to even give it to you. I decided to sneak back around to the front door while the creature was still busy with her meal.
Yes, yes, all this time you spent laughing at my visions, at my dreams, while I've ignored your ridicule and gone on with my work. You will be the first to witness the dawn of hell on earth. For years, I've wondered how this knowledge was formulating itself in my spectacular brain, as if just by imagining it, I was creating it. But it was them. It's always been them. Feeding me just enough of the encoded secrets of the very fibers of the universe so as not to overload and fry up my human mind. They chose me, and now they shall devour this dimension at their whim, and I shall rule in other dimensions of my choosing.
What I saw, what my confused and panicking mind could comprehend of it, was the main lecture hall of Kilglove's Manor and every single member of the International Board of Scientific Phenomena and Advanced Physics Institution of Scientific Research cowering in horror, trampling each other in a hopeless attempts of some kind of escape.
It? From what? Sticky Pops? Y'all not making any sense!
From what? Asked Officer McSticky Pops. From what? And then he ripped off his face, revealing a hideous demon mouth as big as a horrible old oven, and teeth as huge and sharp as fence posts if one were to sharpen the end of one with a gigantic pencil sharpener. And as he bared down upon the streaking Captain Strawberry's pack-a-rack, he...
Oh, Crocky, just finish it! What happened?
Oh, I don't know, love. Perhaps we should have chosen a different book for your bedtime. You're going to have the worst nightmares. Your parents are just going to...
Finish it! Finish it! Just finish the last goddamn bit! Come on, then!
Okay, if you really must know...
I must!
As he bared down upon the shrieking Captain Strawberry's pack-a-rack, the seemingly angelic babysitter that little Philip had known almost all of his short 5 years, closed the book, placed her pretty, soft hands upon his, looked him deeply in his own, increasingly frightened eyes...
Daddy, you're scaring me!
...gently brushed back his hair as if to say, everything's going to be all right, Philip. And she swallowed him in one giddy flavor of the and their souls were tortured for all eternity. The end.
Oh. Walmart and getting ourselves some soda water, a little bit of rhubarb and a watermelon.